Hey, and welcome. This is Dave. That's me. And this is the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. You like how I did that? I just kind of skipped the introduction there. welcome, everybody, for the Chookball Sport Ed final game, part five, my favorite part. It's the hardest to organize, but it's the greatest thing I've ever been a part of. That's kind of strange to say, but let's say teaching wise it's the greatest thing I've been a part of, and I love it. So let's get going. All right, so now if you listen to the other parts 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we have one coming up called Things I've Learned, Lessons I've Learned About this unit over the 5 years. Now, assuming we've done all that stuff, we're down to two teams. And again, this is my favorite part. I try to have at least 4 to 5 school days between the final four game and the championship game. So let's say you have two teams, and I need to back up a bit, I guess. So the goal is to get down to two teams and to have a few days before the final game to get all people doing their jobs and know what they're doing for the final game. Because just because they were a fitness trainer in the regular season, that maybe they're going to be an announcer now or a podcaster, something different. We'll get to some of those jobs in a little bit. But students, as they get knocked out of the tournament, I know it's a horrible thing. But again, I've covered this. If you don't want to do this, that's okay. I wanted to make a final game, a final rockin' stadium atmosphere, and it's just part of the process. And I tell the kids that. And it stinks. I don't want to eliminate anybody. But that's what I don't want to say that's what we signed up for. That's what, you know, I told them this about. They've seen it. They know it's coming in fifth grade. And so when they do get knocked out, there, I make a Google form and I have them go into my office. We have I'm looking around. It's like 5 or 6 computers in here. They can sign up for, I tell them to sign up for 3 jobs or more. I have them click, just make it real simple form. They click on as many jobs as they want. I tell them at least 3. And I don't promise them anything, but I tell them they hopefully can get at least one of those jobs. Now, if they sign up for a job that, we have like 175 kids, so not everybody can be an announcer. I pick 2 kids. If they sign up for, let's say, you know, podcasters, which I only need about 3 or 4, DJs, I really only need 2, but I think I put 3 in there just because I wanted to pick another kid and give them a chance. You know, they got to pick something with some that I need a lot of, which, again, we'll get to. And I don't guarantee them anything, but I tell them to pick a few jobs, and I try to get them I try to give them one of them, you know, but it doesn't always work out. It's not always perfect. And again, because we have this year about, I'm guessing, 175-ish kids, and now 12 to 14 of them are playing, that still leaves a lot of kids and not enough jobs. And some want to just be spectators, and that's okay for the final game. Some don't want jobs, and some of them haven't really, you know, again, you get 175 kids, not all of them are going to try. Not all of them like the Chookball tournament. I've seen that already this year. Some of them are like, oh, this is boring, I don't want to play. Well, and I try to just encourage them and try to tell them, you know, they're part of a team, and, you know, and I make sure the team knows that they need to get everybody involved, and, you know, hopefully that gets them motivated a little bit to not let their team down and to try to, you know, help others, get them involved, and just hopefully that'll get them going as well. So now we are on to the jobs. Let me do a transition just because I want to. All right, so here are some of the jobs. Now we have I'm gonna add some new ones this year, and some we had before and we took out. The main three I think the kids really, really like are the DJs, podcasters, and announcers. Now, there's other ones that are really good, too. The referees, if they're doing a good job during the tournament, I pick, I think I picked 4 referees, maybe 3. One was in direct contact with the scorekeeper, like just right there, telling them it was a point or not a point, and 2 of them were on the floor, so I think I did 3. There's an advertising crew, and I have some kids that can draw and do great artwork. And they make the banners, and they make the all the stuff that we hang up outside, you know, in the cafeteria and all over the place, all over the school, and also the banners that the students, the teams break through, like in a high school football game or whatever. There's a halftime show, and that's when they do a little kind of dancing, exercise stuff, and also they do some flips and things like that. I have national anthem they sing. Usually the music teacher takes care of which students, because I have no idea who can sing and who can't, like me. I can't sing at all. There's ticket sales where we just get some basically fake tickets and give them to the teachers, and they have to come to the door with them, along with some VIP tickets for the administration that we hand out. We just print them out. So those are just some of the jobs. There's more of the video crew. So they take pictures and video. Equipment managers that help set up and clean up. We had, in the past, pedometer checkers, which logged in the players that are playing and the pedometer, their steps during halftime and the final game, final score, or final, wow, I can't talk today, during halftime and the end of the game. I want to add statisticians this year, where and I haven't figured this out yet, either paper and pencil or with an app or some kind of technology, just tally who scores, like what players score, or maybe how many times they touch the ball, maybe assists. That might be a little hard, but something like that. So they're taking stats. I was even considering that. We're not into the bracket round, but you know, getting that going soon in the season. Okay, I also have scorekeepers, timekeepers, and I'm thinking medics. We've done that in the past, where they just put together a medic kit with, you know, kind of Band-Aids and maybe also some ice nearby, some bags of ice, things like that, where you know, they're there, they're ready to go. And the students take jobs seriously, and I really like that. You know, I had a student that, and I'm actually going to talk about that in the next episode a little bit, but the student that, he wasn't a big quote-unquote PE kid. He was a nice kid, but he wasn't really involved, you know, didn't love PE. But he took the video crew things really seriously, and I gave him a great job because of it. So, and we'll get to that in the next episode. So after that, they practice their jobs. They get a few days of practice. It's hard sometimes because I don't see every class every day, and there's only four of us coaches, and we have to try to meet with all these different groups. Like, I'll meet with the podcasters and the announcers and the DJs, and maybe the referees will meet with somebody else, and the advertising will meet with somebody else. And it's hard. It's hard to coordinate, but it's been pretty good the last couple of years. The students that just want to be spectators, they can go have a little free time. They don't have a lot of free time during the tournament. So I might give them the chance to go kind of play a little bit, a different game, or, you know, go on the playground or something. And I will link to all this. I will link the video of the final game from last year. I've already linked, I think, 2017. I will link last year's game. It was awesome. And you can see the kids practicing their jobs. They're in, like, the music room practicing. They're being announcers. And then they go on stage, and they get a microphone, and no one's around, and they're practicing. And podcasters, DJs, like, they're all practicing their jobs. The referees are practicing hand signals with each other, like in football, like if it's a holding call or something, you know, they're practicing different hand signals. There's no holding and juke ball, but just maybe there's interference or maybe there's something like that. So it's really cool to watch that. Really, it's awesome. So I'm going to move on now. I'm going to transition again to the final part, the game itself. Here we go. All right, so the game itself, it's awesome. Every year it's been awesome. And, oh man, it's so cool. I can't even tell you. The atmosphere is incredible. I mean, the kids, the crowd's going crazy. The fourth and fifth graders watching the games, and the teachers are there, and administration's there. And I usually start it. I'll kind of welcome everybody, and then I'll hand it off to the announcers. That's not that I don't want to be a part of it. I want the kids to run it and show everybody that they can do it, because they can. And after that, the announcers kind of start it, the DJs start the music, kids run through the banners, and it's just really cool. They get together then as a team, kind of team huddle, and then everything kind of gets quiet. We do the national anthem, which is always awesome. It really is. Just watching the kids and listening to them sing. So then the rules are explained, because some of the teachers have no idea what's going on. And then it's just game on. And it's a really, really great game. I'm not going to kind of bore you with everything, but the game itself is very fast-paced. By this time, they know the game. The teams that are in it to win it. They're just all over the place, playing their hearts out. It is at another level. It is unbelievable. I've always seen it that way, and I'm sure it'll be that way this way, or this time. And at halftime, we have the halftime show, which, again, I put together my music montages, and they know how to do these like little dance choreograph things. And then at the end, we pull out the gymnastic mats, and some of the students that are really good at gymnastics are doing flips and stuff, and it's just awesome. It's really fun. Everybody's into it, kind of doing the wave, jumping around the crowd. It's amazing. After that, the second half of the game starts, and again, it just, it gets down to the wire. I mean, it's just back and forth, back and forth. And finally, we have a winner. And after that, a medal ceremony. I mean, the crowd's going crazy. You know, it's unfortunate. One team does lose, and one team wins. And we do a medal ceremony after that, and the kids shake hands, and it's just, it's a really good game. And it's great sportsmanship and all that good stuff. Everything I want to see from the students is there on display for administration, for the fourth graders coming up, for the rest of the school that wants to be there. It's just great. I can't say enough about it. So if you want to do it that way, please do. It is great and awesome, and I highly recommend it. So now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So the cowbell tip of the day is, again, you could do round robin, and that's like Premier League soccer. That's fine. But this is incredible. I highly, highly recommend it. I know I just said that. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, there are going to be some tears and heartbreak, but I really think they love the process. And it stinks, but, you know, it's the one time a year we do this. It's only in fifth grade. You know, I really think it's worth it. The kids, you know, again, I hate when the kids, the team that loses, I absolutely hate it. Even in the Final Four or any of the times, I don't want to eliminate students, but man, this game is so much, it's just so worth it. It really is. It's an awesome game. And if you don't want to do it, I totally get it. But, you know, I just kind of recommend you try it one time and see what you think, because it's really, really cool. And that's your comments of the day. All right. Thank you, everyone who listened in today. I really, really do appreciate it, by the way. I'm going to put all the links in the episode notes of my website, supersizephysed.com. Okay, as a reminder, check out Connected PE. I'll put the links in here for the webinar I just did last week. I appreciate all your support. Check it out. You guys are awesome, and take care.